Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, everybody?
It's your birthday.
Hey, one time for a real one. Hold on, wait. I not have the thing ready. Where's my, damn. Hey.
That's right. It's the age.
Yeah, yeah. Your boy wasn't prepared. And I get one of these. Hey.
For what?
Just because. It's my birthday. Feel good.
Yeah.
21. Mm. 21 again. No, yes. I'm not. I'm 39. I'm 39 as hell. I'm proud of being. I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels dope to be older.
A lot of people don't get to do that.
You know? Shit. And look at here I am.
Immature being, as hell.
Wilding out on the podcast.
Yeah, buddy.
Got some trivia for you all. Got a question for you all. What is my middle name since it's my birthday?
I know what
you're doing. No. That's not the real one. But if you know it, go ahead, try to guess. but here is today's trivia question, and it's a multiple choice.
Okay.
How many buses are there approximately? Or actually, I don't want to do that one. How many miles?
That's worse.
Yeah. How many miles are there in Chicago's bus routes?
That's a good one.
Option one, 1,500. Option two, or B, 2,000.
You said option one and then B.
Yeah, I know. I messed that up. You know, 39. Just and then option C, 3, 1,750. Roughly. What is so we got 1,500 A, B, 2,000, and C, 1,750. Which one is it? Guess we'll find out after the break. 77 Flavors of Chicago, Dario's birthday. Let's get it.
It's Sarah.
And it's Dario.
And we traveled through all of Chicago's 77 community areas. We shared some great stories and took you to our favorite restaurants.
But you know what? There's more Chicago history and food to discover.
So join us as we connect you to the greatest city in the world.
You know why? Because this is 77 Flavors of Chicago. Yeah, buddy. Y'all know the answer? Any guesses? One more time.
Option three.
Huh?
Option three.
C3? Mm-hmm. C3PO. C3PO. The question again, if you fast forward
it. If you fast forward it 10 seconds.
How many miles in routes? I don't know if I'm asking this question right. There's the bus route.
How long is the bus route in miles?
Yes, there it is. in Chicago, A, 1,500.
This is the most boring trivia you've ever asked.
B, no, it's not. This is
so long.
B, that's because I fucked up the question. Mm-hmm. B, 2,000, or C, 1,750.
I'm gonna say 1,750.
You gonna say 1,750?
Man, hit me with that. You just been wanting to do that.
No, I didn't even want to do it. If you said
you're such a hater.
If you said option C, 3, you are wrong. It is A. It is A. 1,500 was the answer. The
1,500 miles.
1,500 miles. It's plus that. It's plus that. So I roundabout it.
I roundabouted it. You mean you rounded it up?
Rounded it down, actually.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, round down. Because it's more than it's not. Anyway, that's how many miles it is in Chicago if you was to ride the bus, all those, that you know, they travel. Why is that question difficult?
What's going on?
I don't have a clue. Anyway. Anyway, another Monday. Here we are. I love
it. How does it feel to be 39?
Great.
Exactly the same as 38.
Huh? Sure did. I went to sleep 38, woke up 39, and nothing changed. You know?
Except now. You're learning how to play the guitar.
Hey, shout out to Sarah. Got me a dope ass gift. An acoustic guitar. I've been wanting one of these things. I'm excited. It's nice and brown.
I'm nice and brown.
Hey, then go ahead. That was good. Nice and brown.
Yep.
Let's
eat some birthday cake.
Let's have some cake, y'all.
So, not gonna lie, this is one of my favorite cakes in the city, and don't at me, but the red velvet and I know red velvet is just chocolate with pink dye, okay?
Red velvet is fire. I don't care what nobody's saying.
But red velvet at Jewel Osco?
Yeah, Jewel low key.
Listen.
They got the good chicken and they got good chicken. Good chicken.
They got average chicken.
Shit. Next time somebody asks me who got the best chicken wings, don't I might say.
Don't say, Jewel. We'll be off the air.
Yeah.
Spotify gonna drop our
podcast. Yeah, they'd be like, nah, this ain't legit. Yeah, let me go ahead.
But their red velvet, their 12-person red velvet cake is really good.
This is good.
Yum, 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 yum. One time someone, mind you, we never eat on the podcast. Mm-hmm. One time someone left a review and said, I hate when they eat on the podcast. We never eat on
the
podcast.
Yeah, we never eat.
So.
This might be like literally.
Literally the first time.
Four or five times total. That we've ever had food live on the podcast.
One time from the Sweden shop, mm-hmm. you had fish.
Right, that was one.
This.
Didn't I have trail mix too one time?
Did you?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think I was smacking, I was about to say something ridiculous. Smacking them nuts.
Smacking nuts?
Yeah. That's horrible. I didn't say that. But no, we don't even eat a lot on this podcast. Mm-mm. But. This is a special case. I can see how this could be annoying, though.
It is super annoying.
It is.
Mm. Unless you're like on, because people create food ASMR, but.
Yeah, they do.
If you're not ready for it and people just smacking.
Yeah, for real.
It's annoying as hell. My mom's pet peeve is people like smacking as they eat.
Yeah, me too. That's crazy. Stop chewing like you ain't got no damn
sense.
You know
what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Like you lost all your teeth.
For real. Like you just gummy up in there. You just all gums.
Gummy.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what you're saying?
Yeah, I do.
How do you feel? How was your week? What's going on?
Good. Hey, look, I can't complain. I mean, we've been busy. You said right before we got on air that it feel like a long time since we recorded. It's literally been a week.
I know.
Literally been a week. But this has been, what did we do? We gotta start writing this shit down, man. Cause like we'll be forgetting, and then we'll remember when we stop recording. Oh damn!
For real, let me see.
You about to go through the calendar?
Yeah.
They don't care that much. They don't care that much. I mean, I look. I'm just happy that Sarah got me this little gift.
It was a short work week technically because we had Tuesday off.
That's right. It was 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 4th of July week.
No, I'm just
playing. It was on a Tuesday. That's weird.
Tuesday. It was weird.
That's weird. Because you didn't get the day off. You had the day off, but you didn't get Monday off.
Nope.
They should have just go ahead and gave people that 5-day weekend.
We don't get Juneteenth off. We get.
Damn, that's crazy.
We got one day off for Christmas.
I'm so glad I don't work no more.
We don't get Christmas Eve off.
You don't get Christmas Eve. Most people don't get Christmas Eve off.
I've worked places where you get it off.
Maybe. Yeah, some places do.
My sister gets 10 days off on Christmas.
Damn. School break. She get a school break for Christmas.
But she doesn't, I mean, she still works.
How?
In the summer.
Oh, okay. In the summertime. Okay. Yeah, I was like, wait, how she get it off and still get to work? That's crazy.
She works administrative in a school. She's not a teacher.
That's a nice word. Administrative.
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 Yeah. Administrative.
That word will fuck you up if you've been drinking. And you trying to be the administrative. That's how I say it.
That's how you say it.
Hey, y'all, so for the video, Devon Avenue, kick my ass. Whole video.
Devon. Every 5 seconds. The problem is, like, he said it, like, you said it 4 times in the span of 5 minutes, and every time you said it, you said Devon, and then you said, fuck, Devon. It was so... It like, is, the annoying. ADHD was smacking your ass.
You was getting mad. You was getting annoyed. I did the zoom in on your face one time. You was done.
Y'all go done. Watch that.
Yeah, that was a good video.
A good video.
It's a good video.
We also went to this antique store.
Oh, yeah.
Andy's Antique Store.
Andy's Art and Art Antiques.
There and it is.
Oddities.
Andy's Art, Antiques, and Oddities.
Mm-hmm.
1253 West Devon. Actually, super cute store. Mm-hmm. It's like 2 rooms, and I bought a couple pieces of art from there. One of them is hanging up in our living room. Maybe we'll post it on our story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was. This is not sponsored or anything. This is just what we did.
Yeah, Andy's a cool dude.
Yeah, so. Super cool. Mm-hmm. He told us a little bit of a story about how he started his place. he started in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it was because his mom passed and he was super close with his mom. And then he realized, like,
Life's too short.
I'm going to be working this dumbass
job.
Yeah. And so he left his job and started the antique store.
That's fire.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah, that's fire.
It's just him. Mm-hmm. It's a really cute store. A lot of really cool art, some cool furniture, clothes, books, everything.
The cool thing is, he said, I don't know if you caught what he said, that a lot of people donate stuff to him.
Or not donate, they sell stuff.
They sell stuff to him.
It's not like a thrift store.
Right, right.
It's a curated antique store.
But they like want to give him things, you know what I mean? Which is really dope. And cool thing is, I saw one like porcelain sailboat thing.
Yeah, he said it was a TV light.
Like a TV light. Yeah, so like I don't know how
he said you plug it in, it's a light. But the way he explained it is like, it's not a bright light. It was a light because they made a bunch of them when TVs first started because they thought if you watch TV in the dark, you would go blind. So they made
TV lights. Your eyes start hurting.
I mean.
Your shit start. I know if I would look at this TV and this computer screen too long, my shit is already bad. But whatever.
Well, that's not the point.
Yeah, you said it's not about me.
But yeah, visit Andy.
Yeah, visit Andy.
He has some cool Pyrex. I know Pyrex is trending right now, so...
Pyrex is trending right
now? Yeah, people are going crazy over Pyrex.
Over Pyrex?
Yeah, like vintage Pyrex, not like new Pyrex.
Ain't all that shit vintage?
No.
I thought Pyrex just came out like within the last couple decades, okay?
Yeah, that's vintage.
That's vintage.
Like from the 50s.
Like if Maya's vintage.
You are.
Vintage.
Vintage from the 80s.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Early 80s, too.
No.
Yes, you're
early. Damn, I am early 80s.
Yeah.
I'm just on the early 80.
You're still a millennial though.
I don't even know what that means.
What do you mean what that means?
That's
the range of years that you were born in.
I think millennial is a dumbass kid. That's what I think. That's what I think of an annoying ass kid. That's what I think.
No.
That's what it is to me. You tell anybody,
so disrespectful.
You tell any kid born in the 80s and say they a millennial. Nah, don't you associate me with that bullshit.
What is the bullshit?
Them bullshit ass kids. That's what a millennial is.
First of all, millennials are like, the youngest millennial is like 28 at this point.
And? Like they.
So they're not kids.
Man, that's a kid. That's a kid.
I'm 30.
You a kid. Shit.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Anyway.
Publicly.
Yeah.
How far into the podcast are we?
About
we done 8K?
About 12, 13. Yeah, we 12 and a half.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move
get
on.
Into, let's get into this.
Yeah, let's get it.
Let's get into Devin Devon.
Y'all, we talking about the buses here in Chicago. We talked about trains a lot on this.
We did. We
on
talked
this,
about
yeah. We did all CTA. The lines except for yellow. We haven't done yellow.
What do you mean we did all the lines?
We
did CTA, general. We did green.
Right. Red.
Orange. We did not do red.
We didn't do red. Damn, what am I talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Brown, we didn't do purple.
In my head, we did it. Anyway.
We only did orange and green and general CTA.
Yeah. So anyway, we're doing the buses. We talk about buses now, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about buses. So
just, we did four. Jeffrey Bear did
CTA. There you go. CTA. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so that's why I was confused. Anyway. So, talk about bus history, kind of like we did with the trains. The overall history. And this was a wild story, y'all. Like, this is kind of some wild history that we don't really talk about here in Chicago. Okay. Let's run down to it. Y'all know, in the 19th century, so, like, I'm not going to go back that far, right? The 1880s to, like, this 1850s to, like, 1880s, you know, there was horse-drawn streetcars, there were cable cars, and then, you know, transition to electricity with the streetcar and all that kind of stuff. So, there was a bunch of different companies that did this stuff, similar to the trains.
Right.
And they had a bunch of different regulations and all that stuff. And as we went into the early 1900s, the companies were starting to merge. And they started to merge the stuff so they can get some alignment. But all these things were still, you know, when they merged, it was still another company that, like, merged them. So it was, like, the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the small companies, there was no overhead, like, in main company. So they were, you're merging, but you still, you still had all these different regulations and you still kind of did.
Okay. So they combined, right. But they still did their own thing.
So
really it was merger of finance.
Right.
Not like legality.
Yeah. Or it really, to be honest with you, it was to take up the competition.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that's what it was.
Right.
So, 1907, 1909 was really the start of, like, these mergers. And there was a settlement ordinance that saw two of the Chicago companies form together, the Chicago City Railway and the Chicago Railways. Together, they were the Board of Supervising Engineers, a.k.a. Chicago Traction. The reason why I put that last part in there, Chicago Traction, is because if you look up Chicago Traction Wars, you will find out some very elaborate history, how mayors of the city, governors, govern different parts of Chicago government, and outlying cities.
That kicked your ass over there.
Yeah, it did. all those surrounding cities, list of like a war that they had, legalities, wow, court, in and out. So if you got a chance, check that out. It's pretty interesting. So I'm paraphrasing this. Basically started that little war, right?
Yeah.
And 1913, so I'm going to jump ahead a little bit.
Okay.
1913, there was another ordinance, the Unification Ordinance. Okay, and this one was to create some uniformity, but out of this came Chicago Surface Lines, and Chicago Surface Lines was one of the bigger entities when it came to transportation here in the city, and at the, right around the early 1900s. Now, get back to that in a second, right? So, jump ahead just a little bit more. 1927, this is a fun fact for y'all.
Okay.
1927, the standard for buses in the United States was created by Twin Coach Company for Chicago Surface Lines. So, if you don't know what the standard for buses are, then you haven't rode the CTA or any bus. It's basically a door by the driver, door at the rear, and then the engine under the floor, right? That's the standard for buses, and that was created in 1927. Right here in Chicago.
Wow.
Pretty dope.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. The cool thing about that one, it was is a cheaper option, right? It was a very, very cheap option. But that started a beef in Chicago. Another war. That started like another beef. And now I'm going to take you back. So track with me, y'all.
Okay.
We're going to go back to right around 1915, 1917, that in that time frame. There was another Chicago busing company that was called the Chicago Motor Coach Company. They had been serving Chicago before the Chicago Surface Lines had, you know, like really, really started their, you know, those buses, yeah, right? Those buses. So okay, they were doing their thing. Do you know who that was ran by, y'all? Here's another fun fact for y'all. That was run by John D. Hertz.
Wow.
The creator
of Hertz.
Of Hertz. Actually, he bought into Hertz. He bought a rental company called it Hertz Rental. And not only that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Not only that, 1915, he started the Yellow Cab Service here, wow, in Chicago. And so that was offered as a convenience, and it was a decent price. Okay. There was a decent price for, you know, doing the yellow cab. Because, yeah, like, think about it. You could call a car. And keep in mind, all this, the cars are starting to boom, right? You know, right, at this time. And so go back to Motor Row. This is happening. And, you know, John D. Hertz kind of got Chicago on lock. You know what I mean? Like, at this point. So, why was it a beef? Well, when CSL, the Chicago Surface Line, started to sell these buses and everything, they start running their lines, Hertz was like, now wait a minute. Wait a minute, because you eating into my territory.
Yeah.
And they were like, nah, it don't matter, bro. Like, we've been doing this, you know, like, right, you should have came up with the idea. So what happened was John Hertz, he came out with a double-decker bus to kind of compete with that. And they called this the Queen Mary. I think it was like only a couple of those buses. And the reason why those buses, wow, yeah, the reason why those buses didn't last is because they were too tall.
Right.
They couldn't fit under viaducts and, right, things like that and move around the city. So
they couldn't go as many routes.
Right. That couldn't go, you know, that wasn't sustainable. Okay. Mm. And that as a rebuttal. So what did he do? Took their ass to court.
Damn.
He was like, look, nah, man, somebody got to stop. because they weren't going
to
stop.
Yeah, so he wanted to do the whole thing.
Yeah, he was like, basically, y'all eating into my territory, the cab company, and then I already got the coach, you know, the coach buses, right. Basically. So they went to court. But this was like it was a draw. I'm going to call it a draw, really. Okay. Because, and again, you know, doing the research I did, you could probably read into it and see there might have been a clear winner. But the reason why I say it's a draw is because the Chicago surface line wasn't put out of business. They still had to, could operate, but they had to make more buses to run the routes they didn't run.
That's, you know, fair.
Yeah. So it was basically like, okay, well, if you expand, they forced them to expand. So it was a draw for really both parties at the end of the day.
But he didn't have to change anything.
He got his territory back. Yeah, right.
They had to move to a different route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we got more bus routes.
That's like, look, hold on. Hey. You know?
Look at me. Active list.
Yeah. Chicago got more out of it. And to the point, they made Chicago one of the largest transit systems in the world at that time.
It's so wild to me that, like, transit systems were privately owned.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine now? If it was privately, it'd be so much racism involved.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, you can't get on my bus, boy. No. You know, like, it'd be horrible. Damn. It'd be horrible. Which brings me to another point. The one of the first buses to run in Chicago, Motor Bus, ran out of the up north by Sheridan.
What's the cross street?
Sheridan and Devon.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Give yourself a coin for
you know, you know, Sheridan and Devon. John Hertz took a bunch of high profiles, right? So he took like the mayor at the time down from that area to downtown, and basically it's a bunch of rich people that could afford it, and that's what they did. Yeah. So they you know, traveled, and it was a big deal, right, to them. But we kind of fast forward to 1947. We kind of told you already, but that's when the CTA actually formed, and when the CTA formed, that was it, right? It combined pretty much everything, because what I didn't talk about is that a lot of these companies were starting to go bankrupt. You know what I mean? Like, all that competition, and it started to dwindle down. You know what I mean? They couldn't sustain a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they own businesses. So
that's why some things should not be private.
Yeah, right. So this one, the CTA, they stepped in because they had government-funded money also to kind of work and operate. They just canceled a lot of the stuff. Right. They cancel a lot of the things. Now, keep in mind, the latest streetcar, trolley. OK, that ended 1973.
Wow.
That's crazy. 11 years before I was born is when it finally stopped.
That's wild.
That's crazy. So that is a brief overview history of Chicago buses. Wow. Who knew it was so toxic up in that?
For real.
It was ridiculous. Wild West. Yeah. So go ahead and use some. Oh, one more fun fact for you all.
So many fun facts.
Yeah, so many fun facts in this one. This is dope. Did you know that John Hertz also created Omnibus? Yes.
Really?
Yes, he created Omnibus. So if you, the orange and, the maroon and yellow buses.
Yeah.
Boom. That's him. Like, that's the big bus. But I mean, like, the Omni, you know, y'all know Omnibus. He created that. Boom.
Wow.
Yeah. Operated out of here in New York. A lot of the stuff. So, and also, look up the taxi cab situation. Because that was also a beef in something that if we want to go down the wormhole with Hertz. Mm. But his yellow cab and the Checker cab company or whatever that was, they had beef. They, Yellow Cab and the Checker Cab Company. Mm. Oh, man. That is Mafia Wars. They get out and shooting people.
Do you know what omnibus means?
No. Big-ass bus?
No.
What does it mean?
It's Latin, and it means for all.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That's, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's where the word bus comes from.
Ah.
Bus is a shortening of omnibus.
Oh, omnibus. It's omnibus.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's omnibus.
Omnibus.
some fancy ass
omnibus.
you know, Latin just be
Just add syllables anywhere.
Yeah, for real.
You want to go eat? Cross town.
Buddy.
We're going to go cross town, y'all. We'll be right back with some food.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're eating. We ate. Every time Campbell eats anything, Campbell's our dog. Every time he eats anything, usually his toys, I go nom 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 nom.
Campbell, boy, he be eating. He have a small crumb bite in his mouth and be chewing with his whole mouth.
Literally,
we have the whole mouth.
His training treats are so small, and if you give him one, he will chew it for like a minute.
Like he chewing bubble
gum. And it's so small, like it's a training treat. It's right. The size of a quarter of a nail.
Like bro, your fingernail. Like what are you trying to do, tell us?
For real.
Anyway.
Yeah. So today we ate at 016 Restaurant and Sandwich Shop.
Hey.
And it is Serbian.
Yes.
The name is actually the area code for the city where most of the food comes from.
Oh.
Which is Leskovac in Serbia. Wow. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Leskovac. And it's... So it's a Serbian-American restaurant. The restaurant is named after the area code, Leskovac. And it's meant to be somewhat of a Midwest seasonal, but also Serbian, true Serbian food.
Okay.
And the restaurant's been around for a little bit, but the sandwich shop opened up in 2020 because they wanted like a solution for not being able to have people in the restaurant. So they opened
quick.
Right. So like to go.
Right. Basically. To go. Yeah.
So and everything you can order at the sandwich shop, you can order at the sit down restaurant. Mm-hmm. But they just wanted to give people a to go solution.
Okay.
And yeah, Serbian food, if you're not familiar, is very much like inspired from Turkish, Hungarian, you know, that region, region of the world. So it looks and I want to say like not entirely tastes similar, but it's very,
very similar.
Yeah.
Similar.
Similar.
The taste is
different. Can tell that it's close.
Right.
You know?
Yes. If you look at it, you definitely wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this is the same.
Literally. The most popular thing that like people come for are burek, which are pastries. They're savory pastries. Mm. And then çorbapi, which is kind of like a kebab or a beef, a grilled beef sausage, but it's a non-cased sausage.
Okay.
Which is... just basically like a kebab. It kind of looks like the same.
Yeah.
So I want to, before we talk about what we ate, I kind of want to give like an idea of the vibe of the place.
Yes.
So we sat outside and it was the most gorgeous day.
Couldn't order up a better day.
For real. It was so good.
Yeah.
And they have like, what do you call it? Like the cover,
an awning
of some sort to cover overhead. They're not umbrellas. They're like actually like covering the area where the tables are. They have a huge patio.
Yes.
It's really, really large. Yes. And, you know, it's in the neighborhood. So you feel kind of like tucked.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
Feels
you're
so
not,
good.
You're not on a main street.
Nope.
And
you're close to it, but you're not.
Right. The seating is not on the main street.
Right.
And then, you know, if you go inside, there's more seating on the inside. It's kind of like a long
built room.
Yeah.
The room is on.
Yeah. So we sat outside because it was so beautiful.
Yep.
And we ordered a bunch of things.
Damn near everything, I feel
No.
Yeah, no.
But it, close.
Close. Shit.
Close.
It was, we ordered everything.
We did.
But it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I will say that before the staff there also.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. I broed out with my boy from the little small shop, the deli shop. We talked about gym and everything. Mm-hmm. So, oh man, it was dope.
Honestly, we didn't, before we even told them that we were recording the podcast, they were already nice to us. You know what I mean? Like, they're just, and the place came so highly recommended that I'm not even like surprised.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was very dope. So, jump into the food. I'm sorry.
I'd say you're good. I'm trying to open up the menu. The first thing that we ordered, which I knew we were going to get because that's what we came there for, is the chowapi, right? Mm-hmm. Which is those
the kebab, the little small kebab. Yeah.
So we ordered a bunch of things, but before we even got that food, they brought out
like a deli tray,
like a charcuterie board, basically. Yeah. It's their daily selection of smoked meats.
Yeah.
And we had a pate, we had a capicola, we had some smoked sausage and stuff like that, some like thinly sliced beef. Mm-hmm. And it came with pickled red onions, mustard, whole mustard seed, and two different kinds of their cheese that they are most famous for. Mm-hmm. One was a garlicky cheese, and then one was just the plain one. And it came with a side of homemade bread.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to eat all of that because I knew we ordered so much food.
Yeah.
And I wanted to eat that food, but everything on that board was so delicious.
Yeah. The most interesting thing was the one that had lemon in it.
Yep. So and it pistachio. It's the pate with pistachio and lemon.
Man, that's different.
It was so good.
It was good.
And if you go and you don't want to order like a charcuterie board, you can go up to their sandwich shop and you see all those cured like smoked meats in their little deli fridge.
Yeah.
So it's
I mean, honestly, that's a nice little starter.
It is.
But you'll see a starter here probably is a bad idea.
Yeah, for real. Like,
unless you got more people with you.
For real.
Yeah.
And then for
those, did you say the kebab? We talked about the kebabs, right?
Yeah, I said we ordered them. That's what we came there for. But I wanted to start with like how the order of how we ate.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, I got something to say.
I know. The next thing we got were roasted potatoes.
I forgot about them.
How could you?
Ooh.
How could you?
Yeah, right. I didn't forget because it's just so much we had. That's why.
And the shapska, which is tomato, cucumber, onion, feta, and an herb vinaigrette salad. And those two things were, I mean, like those potatoes.
The potatoes, different level because they had the butter on it and the cheese, yes. Right? But then they were like, what's the skin on potatoes? Like they had this.
Yeah. So they're like almost like fingerling potatoes kind of, or like the smaller potatoes. So the bottom layer is that cheese that they're famous for.
Yeah.
And then the potatoes are on top. They're oven baked in a cast iron. And so they have like a nice crust on the top,
mm-hmm.
with the cheese that's melted on top. They're like perfectly cooked. They're very well seasoned. You get like five or six of them. They're pretty big. Not big potatoes, but, you know.
They're decent size.
They're decent. It's a great appetizer.
Yeah, I mean, look, I damn near smacked all of them, but we literally had to stop.
I was like, you got to stop because we have so much food coming.
So much food. When we were ordering, you know, our waitress was like, that more? Like, she was like, you want that and that? And we're like, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, that's how we do it here. That's before they realize, oh, there's a podcast. Yeah, we're doing it. But yeah, no, the potatoes, if you go there, those potatoes are just.
They're so good.
The salad was good, too, believe it or not. The
salad was good. It's pretty simple. It's like a tomato, cucumber, onion, feta, herb vinaigrette. Super fresh, a nice side salad.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of salads on their menu.
They do.
That was a good one.
I honestly did not think that a salad would be anything kind of enticing, but this is different. If you're a salad person, I think you'll like this.
I think so too.
It's just fresh. It felt good. And maybe you know what it was, the air, the temperature.
Yeah.
It and felt like summertime.
Tomatoes are in season.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Maybe I was just vibing out with the environment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but it was good. It was very good.
For real. Next, we had the stuffed cabbage.
Yep.
So it's a sour cabbage stuffed with ground beef and pork belly in a gravy, and it comes with the side of mashed potatoes. We have leftovers. We're about to finish this podcast. And I'm gonna go eat some.
Yeah,
that's how good they were.
And it's the size of these things. You get
two fat ass cabbage rolls.
Two. You get two of those.
Yeah.
And if you have two people, y'all basically can only eat one each.
Yeah.
And half of one.
I think the full plate is good for one person.
You think so?
Yeah, because unless you're getting other stuff, then I would say share. I think the general vibe of these dishes, you have to share.
You got
to share. Right? Because you're probably ordering more than one thing. Everything is, all portions are large.
Right.
So you're not going to be able to finish anything by yourself.
No, at all.
So I would recommend get a couple of your friends
and come out there and vibe out.
Take your family. Mm-hmm. It's definitely like you order a bunch of different things, you set the table, and then each person serves themselves a little bit. Like literally, it's that vibe. Yeah,
it's that vibe because like these portions are just
huge,
huge portions. But the food is good. Food is fantastic.
So good.
Yeah. So far we 3 for 3 or something like that, right?
It's like 7.
Seven. What's next?
What next was the 016 burger.
Ah, yeah, y'all. You know we got to do the burger. Now here's the thing about the burger. When I tell you this is quite possibly one of the biggest burgers in all of Chicago, between this and Richards.
This is a huge. We ate each
quarter.
Of us. A quarter
yes.
of this burger.
Yes. And we're and full.
And we were full.
Yes, a quarter. Y'all hear me? So,
well, we were full because we ate a bunch of other things. True. But I think a single person cannot eat more than half.
Even though old girl said, she was like, this is a normal Serbian portion.
Yeah. And it comes with fries. And what? Don't get me started on
fries. Let me finish the burger. Because the burger, now here's the thing. What makes this Serbian burger different, right?
Yeah.
This burger is the texture of it is very thick, okay?
So like dense,
like a kebab.
Basically. It's the ground beef is very thinly ground that it becomes dense.
Yes.
It is not like a regular American burger.
Right.
So do not go expecting a regular American burger because that is not what this is. It also has a bacon cheese mix, and the bun is different.
Yes.
It's a house-made bun. It's similar to their bread that comes with the chilvapi, and so it's almost like a two pita pockets on top of each other.
Yeah.
Making a bun. You know what I mean?
So
they're so
good. So I would say go into it with a different mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this is your warning.
Yeah.
Not nasty at all. No. The burger is fantastic, but you know I could see how some people you get thrown off. You're like, oh, it's a burger, and then come out. You'd be like, oh shit. Like the size alone would scare you.
Yeah.
So, but man, like it's a good burger. It's a very good burger.
Yeah.
When you're hungry, I honestly don't know how anybody could finish that burger in one sitting.
I don't know. But we did say if anyone finishes
that was the burger, for the video.
You don't want to do it for the
audio? It's one too many people that listen to this.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you finish, you know what?
No. Go to the video.
Yeah, go to the video. Right. Watch the video and you'll hear the challenge.
You're right. There are too many people.
Yeah. There's way too many people that listen to this. Yeah,
goddamn.
Broke as hell. So that burger, fantastic. The fries, though. Holla at him about the fries.
So good. Oh, my God.
Look.
They kind of resemble a McDonald's fry. Yep.
You know what they remind me of? Kindling.
Oh, yeah.
So Kindling and 016 might have some of the they have some of the top fries in the city. I don't want to say, I know I always say best, but
you always say that shit.
Those two places right now might have some of the best fries in the city. Like, not even joking. They're simple, but they hit the mark. Every mark you need, flavor, the cookness of it, like cookness, you know what I'm saying? Like cookness. The doneness of it. The well-done-itity. But no, these fries were fantastic. Fantastic, y'all.
One thing left we didn't talk about are the meatballs.
Oh.
I would say one or the other.
Right, definitely.
The meatballs are grilled. Mm. They have sear marks on them.
Like four big ones?
Four big ones. The chivapi, you get like 10... individual kebabs. So I would say either or. They have very similar flavor. They come with the onion and the cheese. Yeah. So like,
you can
forgo one.
Yeah, bit redundant if you got all that.
So, but both equally delicious.
Yeah, I mean, like you're not gonna go wrong. I mean,
you could. I like.
Yeah. I don't
know. I can't wait to end this so I can go eat.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, y'all go check out 016, man.
016 restaurant and...
So dope that's the area code.
For real.
Like,
isn't
that? I almost so want to go to Serbia just to see 016 area code. You know?
Their address is 5077 North Lincoln Avenue.
Right. Go there. Yeah. And that's all.
Take the bus.
hey, take the bus.
So if you enjoyed this episode, The best way you can support us is send this episode to someone you like. Rate us. Go watch our YouTube videos. Engage with our content. That is the best way you can repay us for free.
If
you did not like this episode, you could fuck right off.
You know, like, hey, man.
And if you want to get Dario a drink for his birthday, you can Venmo him at
Dario Durham.
There it is.
Capital D's. Holla at your boy. Peace.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really hope you enjoyed that. Please follow us on all social media at 77 Flavors Shy. And if you have any ideas and things you want to learn about, please email us at media@77flavorsshy.com.
Yeah, and if you could also head on over to our YouTube channel, same thing, 77 Flavors Shy, and give us a follow, give us a like, and give us a good rating. Yeah, make some comments. Only go ahead and subscribe. Like, we love y'all. See you next week.